Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
We're happy to have you back. So today we thought we would try something new, and we've got a loyal listener here. We have Darlton T.C. Sabs with us, and we're talking conservation around the house. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We are happy to have you.
Yeah, as you guys know, I recently moved into a house, so we've been kind of doing a house dweller section where I tell you about all the things I've learned transitioning from a house or from an apartment to a house. So we're talking at home conservation, and TC wanted to come on today because he's a very eco-friendly person from what I hear, and I would love to hear more about it.
Actually, I live in Piedmont, South Carolina, so I think it's a very rocky region. I'm very concerned about a lot of my erosion issues. And I came here to the best place to learn about those type things.
Oh, we can talk erosion.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So briefly, let's just review for those of you who don't remember. Erosion is when it rains, and that is stormwater, and it flows over the ground, and it takes your soil with it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's especially bad around the rivers here. If you've ever been down to the Reedy River, especially after a big rainfall, you'll notice the river's bright orange. That would be from all of the clay soil that erodes from the banks and gets dumped into the river. But it's not just from riverbanks. Yards especially are big culprits for erosion. So if you've got any kind of bare patches, exposed soil, rocky soil like you've got out in Piedmont, you're a target for erosion there.
Yeah, that's one of the things in my house. That is one of my goals for 2017 is to fix my erosion issues because my driveway turns red every time it rains. And that's bad.
And you can definitely see the driveway eat away as well. Because it rains a lot. People think it doesn't rain, but it rains a lot and it creates channels around my driveway, eroding my driveway.
It does, and it can change the flow of the water, which can actually get you into some trouble with the law if it changes too much. The Army Corps of Engineers does not like when you change the flow of water, especially if you have a creek in your yard or something like that. Yeah, they frown on that.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy. So are you doing anything about the erosion in your yard, or are you looking for advice? How can we help you, TC?
Actually, I'm trying to do several small things. I'm trying to divert my water, as the young lady just pointed out. I got some people who live uphill for me, because I live in a slanted area, who divert their water one way, but it's not good for my property, so I'm trying to re-divert. And I don't know the laws in Anderson County, how it works, but I'm trying to invest and learn in that.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a problem here in Greenville, too. Kirsten Robertson, who is our district manager, will go out and help homeowners here in Greenville County with erosion issues and with things like that. And one of the things that she often finds is that people who have these issues in their yards, the problem is created and or compounded by a neighbor doing something and trying to control it on their yard, and oop, I'm going to put it in my neighbor's yard.
So it's not very neighborly.
It's not really, but do you know there's not much that can be done about it, which is super unfortunate. So you just have to, you know, take the measures and try to divert the water from, you know, away from where you want it. And that can be done.
Hopefully not onto somebody else's property.
No, but it can be done with swales and with terracing and all sorts. There are all sorts of different methods.
It seems to be in South Carolina, there's not a whole lot of, I don't know what you call it, protocol to show how you should get it done or not. Because there's not many rules, it seems to be, made up in South Carolina.
That's true. Land development here in Greenville County certainly has many rules for developers, and there are certain things you can do. Maddie mentioned about the Army Corps of Engineers. You have to be super careful if you're around what is now called, I guess, the waters of the United States, which can be defined very liberally now. Now they're talking waters of the United States include vernal ponds, which are essentially giant puddles that form when it's wet and dry up. So it's a little tough. But my recommendation to you would be to go and speak to your soil and water conservation folks in Anderson County.
Yes.
Any county, pretty much every county in South Carolina or the local region has a conservation district. Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
And I have called them. In fact, they have come out to my land and looked around, and I talked to my neighbors, and one guy in particular is an industrial type guy, light industrial, and they have spoken to him and it has cleaned up some of my issues.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what else are we doing around our homes? Like I said, erosion, one of my big issues. What about you, Maddie? What are you discovering as you now you've moved into home?
Ah, well, with all the snow ownership this week, that was a new challenge, having a house with a yard covered in snow. So, you know, the first thing I noticed is, well, I can't get out of my driveway, nor can I walk on my sidewalks. So, you know, it's a little past the snow to prepare for this one. But, you know, hopefully we'll get some more snow this year. But you can use just things like kitty litter. Even like a wood-based litter is what I like to use. It helps to melt the ice and keep your driveway from freezing. So a better eco alternative to maybe putting salts in the road or putting chemical de-icers in the road, because all of that is going to wash down the storm drains, wash down into the waterways. So if you can go for something a little more eco-friendly.
How was your snow?
Bark. I used a red cedar last year, and it worked very, very well.
Really?
And then, you know, it's just wood going back into the land instead of the litter, which, you know, you can sweep the litter up too if you use regular cat litter.
Yeah, except for it gets all soggy and
it does. Yeah, it's not pretty. Or you could just stay home and not go anywhere.
That was our choice. We stayed home back out. We live up off of up off Lake Robinson, so where we were icy. I know a lot of other people didn't have ice, and it was, you know, they were like, oh, I can't understand why the school is closed or why this is closed. Well, let me tell you, because up in our neck of the woods, the roads were sheets of ice on Monday.
Oh, good.
We got out Tuesday late after, no, I guess it was Monday we went out late afternoon, and the roads were still sketchy, and it was okay. My loving husband drove me to work yesterday, so I didn't.
That's our job.
Well, he's from Connecticut, you see, so he's from where people are used to driving with ice and stuff. So it was cool, but
no doubt it's better to be safe than sorry. And just like you guys up there in Lake Robinson,
mm-hmm.
Down in Piedmont, the roads were not cleared, the secondary road, so it's better to be safe than sorry, and I always try to preach that to my kids and my friends and family.
And it's interesting because the county treats the roads with brine, and brine is a saltwater solution, so it is safe for the environment. But if you cannot use that around your house, and just stay home, enjoy a snow mm-hmm. day.
Yay!
Although I will tell you, my garden. When I left the house this, you know, on Wednesday after this whole snow event, I still had snow in my raised bed garden at home.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, my yard's still covered. It's a shady yard.
Mm-hmm. It's a shady yard. So how are, you know, what should I be doing in my garden at this time of year, do you think?
Nah, you're the garden expert.
I think we'll probably talk about that. Oh, I'm going to talk about what you should be doing in your garden next segment.
Oh,
yay.
Stay tuned.
We'll be getting to that. So what other things can we be doing around our home to conserve?
So this is a random thing. It's not house specific. It can be any kind of dwelling, but just little ways to conserve around the house. If you get, you know, a bag of bread and it comes with a twist tie on it, do you throw the twist tie away or do you save it? I save them. I save the rubber bands from, you know, broccoli or asparagus or any of those vegetables, and I just put them in a drawer with my silverware, and I am never needing rubber bands or electrical ties, twist ties. They're great if you get, like, the plastic line ones are really good for wrapping wires and cords in, so you can organize your life and conserve. So, double whammy.
What other things do you do around your house, TC?
Well, mainly, I try to... I don't know if this is a real method, but what I do is I try to compost around my trees and whatnot during the winter time to try to cover my roots around my trees.
No, that's absolutely.
I would think they're cold too, like anything else, right? So I try to keep them covered.
They do get cold. You don't want to cover them too much. That's a common mistake. I'm a certified tree keeper now.
Okay.
So a common mistake people do is covering the roots of their trees and putting volcano mulching up, and it actually kind of suffocates the tree.
Okay.
So as long as you can see a little bit of your root flare where the root kind of starts to buttress out at the bottom, your trees are in good shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And do you compost?
I do. I'm just starting that. My wife went over to Switzerland last year, and I think over there they're like the kings of compost. And she came back, and she was really on me about all these type of things. But I think she just wants me to go outside and work more.
That sounds about right. But goal number two for the year, compost.
Yeah, good. What kind of compost bin do you have?
I'm just using everything from vegetable scraps. I do use the old plant plants that are in my garden. And I'm really, again, I'm just learning about this. I should know more, but I don't. So that's why I'm here.
But you're learning.
Yeah. But you're learning. That's what matters. Yeah. I mean, and so do you have just a pile then?
Basically a pile, and I'm using the garden spot. I got about a 5x5 area I use mainly, and I just throw all my potato skins, carrot type skins in there, and go from there.
Awesome. Well, that's what I'll be doing this year. I'll be learning how to compost. And as we learned previously, winter is not the time to start composting if you expect results anytime soon. So I'm going to start, but I'm going to be patient.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, spring will come soon and it'll heat right up. It'll break right down.
All right.
You're listening to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We'll be right back.
Crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purpose.